Good morning. This is Pastor Bill bringing you News in Focus. This one is found on WND.com, and you're going to find it on, let's see here, one day ago it was published. The court in UK says religious rights as important as gay rights. So in a stunning case in the United Kingdom, appellate court has concluded a dispute over homosexuals' access to a bed and breakfast run by Christians that religious rights are as valid as gay rights. The opinion comes in a case against the Swiss bed and breakfast in Cookham, Berkshire. The owner, Susan Wilkinson, was ordered earlier to pay homosexual duo Michael Black and John Morgan about $6,000 in damages for denying them permission to use a bedroom. Nevertheless, the determination that religious rights are as valid as gay rights was significant, according to the Christian Institute. There's hope for Christian-owned bed and breakfasts that restrict double rooms to married couples only, the organization reported. Although the bed and breakfast at the center of the case lost its appeal, which, by the way, is, I don't know, what do you call it, hiccup number one. How can you make a ruling and then the family loses? The court said its marriage policy should not be regarded as direct discrimination against same-sex couples, the organization reported. The master of the rolls, Lord Dyson, said his ruling that he would prefer to treat such a policy as indirect discrimination, which can be lawful if the policy is justified. In other words, person says it's for religion, okay, you have to justify that. According to the Christian Institute, Dyson's comments are a step in the right direction for civil liberty of people to act upon their sincere beliefs about marriage. We'll get back to that in a minute. The issue has arisen in the U.S., where a photographer in New Mexico was penalized by the state in a case still under appeal for refusing to provide service to two lesbians who wanted a marriage ceremony memorialized. Bakers in Washington and Colorado, or confectionaries that is, have refused to provide services for same-sex marriages. In each case, the business owners have refused to compromise their deeply held religious faith to the homosexual rights agenda. Last month, the U.S. Supreme Court gave a boost to homosexual activists in two rulings on same-sex marriage. In the UK, the movement is several years ahead of the US, which makes the British appellate court's determination even the more significant. The court said while religious rights are of equal importance to sexual orientation rights, in this case, it had not been shown that converting the Christian business to single bed accommodations would have caused it to fail. All right, so let's just talk for just a moment. This is important. This is important. Number one, they're saying that religious rights are of equal importance to sexual orientation rights. Let's remember, and I am not afraid, I trust the Lord to protect me and mine, even making comments like this. Let's remember how disgusting it is for two men to lay together. Okay? I don't care if the world has more homosexual couples than heterosexual couples. I don't care how twisted the world gets. I will trust the Lord to protect me and mine enough to say this. It is still sick. And to say that they are of equal importance, I know it was a tough way for that court to say, look, religious people should be able to have some protection. But it certainly is not quite right. And then what's more to say is, in this case, it had been shown that converting the Christian business to single bed accommodations would have caused it to fail. The statement suggests strongly that given the right circumstances, a married couple's only policy for such businesses could be legally affirmed. So now we need the law to tell us that we can... I mean, just think about that. We need the law to tell us that we can have our religious rights affirmed. Isn't that nice? I am pleased that there is a hope for people like me who believe in marriage, Wilkinson said in a statement to the Christian Institute. I am pleased that in his ruling, Lord Dyson has stated that in his opinion, mine ought not to be the case of direct discrimination. I am also encouraged that the three presiding high court judges have affirmed that the human right of religious belief is intrinsically as important as that of homosexual orientation, and that neither right is in principle trumps the other. Well, so in other words, I think she's saying that she's glad that they're not placing sexual orientation rights above that of religious rights. A spokesman for the Christian Institute, Mike Judge, said, for the first time in cases like these, the court has properly engaged in arguments of justification and attempted to balance religious rights and sexual orientation rights. Again, these are harmful ways of putting things. If they mean balance as in to finally bring religion to equal standing as sexual orientation, then I can understand that, but what it leads the completely neutral party to believe is that they really are of equal rights. They really are of equal importance, and they are not. One is a matter of the soul's conscience. conscience, and the other is a matter of choice. It's a matter of choice. If it's not a matter of choice, then you're saying that it is no more choice for a man to love a man, to partake in making love with a man. It's just as natural for him to do that as it is for a African-American to have dark skin. And tell me that that's justified. We've been pushing that here at Berean Baptist on our Newses in Focus. We've been saying that for years. We've been saying that it's ridiculous to equate that one is, you have rights here and rights there and diversity here and diversity there. Wait a minute. We're talking about a choice. If it's not a choice, it won't be long before someone says, you know, I can't help it. I was born with a thing for little kids. I love little kids. I just want to lay with little kids. And that would disgust the honest listener. Tell me you feel comfortable with your babies walking the streets, with your children in their single digits, your teenagers. Tell me you feel comfortable with someone being able to say, I have sexual orientation towards younger women. I know I'm 40 years old, but I prefer 15-year-old girls. Are you kidding me? But what's the difference between saying that and saying, I was born with a desire to be with men? Or a woman saying, I was born with a desire to be with women? And let's just say that we give them that for a minute. The fact that you might have some sort of sinful desire isn't any more justified in choosing that lifestyle than it is for Bill Sturm to say, I just feel like I want to be with every woman I see. Okay, maybe you do, Bill Sturm, but you don't have a right to live out those sinful desires. Flee youthful lust. Flee fornication, 2 Timothy 2 says. So enough of this whole, well, religious rights might actually be as okay as sexual orientation or diversity is wonderful. Give me a break. Of course I'm spirited about this. I'm so tired of the nonsense. These aren't even good logical arguments. For anyone that believes in God and believes in the Bible, you can't sit back and say, if I have a desire to do something, it must mean because God designed me that way. No, you live in a sinful world, and sometimes ungodly desires become a part of your mind because you have not been adequately disciplined in mental exercises whereby you say, well, that's sinful. I probably shouldn't dwell on that, or I might want to do it more and more. God protect our young people. God protect our little ones. God protect our husbands and wives, Christians, if we're going to be the kind of people that live in America where we are soon going to be seeing things like, sexual consent in the single digits. I mean, taking away the statutory rape laws. I can see it coming if we don't start saying enough is enough. And I think it's already happening with things like abortion. For some of you people that have already written America off and think the end times have come and gone, I think it's good we're starting to see at least them say something like, look, 20 weeks, 24 weeks, that's it, stop. Now, is it as good as saying, look, you're still murdering? No, it's not as good, but it's going in the right direction. And by the way, who decides if my policy is justified anyway? I mean, because if homosexuality is just as much a diversity, if it's just as much something you're born with, then what's the difference? And this is the argument. I got to finish. What's the difference between saying in 1965, I have a Bible conviction, 1960, I have a Bible conviction that African Americans, blacks, are supposed to work for whites in America? If I were to say that, someone would say, that's horrible. That's sinful. You didn't get that out of the Bible. So when we start saying stuff like, it is my Bible conviction that homosexuality is wrong. Well, wait a minute. Do you see the problem with equating the two? The court's system needs to see that they are establishing a difference. In the UK, they're establishing a difference between choices of, or being born with ethnicity and being, even in their minds, born with sexual orientation. Otherwise, they wouldn't allow it. This court would not have ruled this way. By their very ruling, they're saying, no, we don't allow slavery. It doesn't matter what you think the Bible teaches about the rights to own a slave. You're not going to do it in England. You're not going to do it in the UK. But when they say, wait a minute, you might be able to, if your policy is justified, not allow two men to sleep together in your business establishment, they are saying ethnicity and sexual orientation are not the same. And if they're saying that, they're saying one is obviously natural and the other is not so much. Now, you might be out there listening to me as a homosexual. I'm not angry with you. I'm angry with a society that says it's okay for a person to live in deep, dark sin and not offer them the truth that they can be forgiven of that sin. I'm really ill about that because here, listen to this. Susan Wilkinson and her husband Mike have explained their family members live their Christian life not just on Sunday in church, but in every area of life. It's quite wrong to punish me for that, especially after enduring over, 2 years of vile abuse and threats. They've received hundreds of emails an hour and threatening phone threats and texts because of their faith. So you see, the homosexual agenda, by and large, is not interested in tolerance or diversity. Because if they were not just merely interested in shutting the Christians up, shutting the moralists up, if they weren't interested in that, then they would welcome my difference of opinion. But they have no toleration for Christian owners of businesses that won't allow it. They want to equate sexual orientation with ethnicity. They want to equate it with a handicap. They want to equate it with anything that you're born with. They want to equate it for equal rights. And so they don't tolerate people like me. They don't tolerate people like the Wilkinsons. They don't tolerate people like Pastor Sean Harris and Berean Baptist Church, no. And they want to celebrate diversity? Okay, celebrate the fact they don't agree with you. Have a nice day.